This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Come to Adelaide's Feast Festival and get ready to feast on a diversity of queer art and culture from around the world. Check out feast.org.au for cabaret, comedy, theatre, music, visual arts and queer thinkers. Adelaide's Feast Festival, November 15 to 30. Joy sponsor.
So I am still kicking around at the Feast Festival program launch live from the Prince of Wales, and I'm back with Cassandra, the general manager of Feast. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, but look, you mentioned something during your speech that we didn't quite cover in the chat, and it was about bringing the a queer festival overseas. Now, what can you tell us at Joy 94.9 about the overseas venture?
Ah, okay. So we have a new sponsor on board this year, Singapore Airlines, and what we're trying to do is in the future have a prize, which is if you buy a certain amount of tickets to the Feast Festival, you'll be in the draw to win a trip overseas to Europe to potentially one of the queer festivals over there. So we're really excited about that, but might be a little bit premature. We're hoping to have that plan next year, so let's buy lots of tickets this year so we can get there for next year.
Totally. And look, I know it's still in the fetal stages of the of that walk. However, what would be, I guess, the dream? What would be, looking at, say, like, you know, the sky's the limit, where would you want to see Feast Festival heading to?
Well, I think in the fetal stages, I think it's really great what we're doing this week, which is taking Feast and letting the rest of Australia know what we're actually doing in our hometown. I think one of the big things for us is looking at collaboration with other festivals like Midsummer and Mardi Gras and Brisbane Pride, and that's something that we've started this year. So launching with the help of those festivals. And I mean, who knows? Can you imagine some of the amazing people out there internationally that we could collectively bring over as a queer festival and produce and have for the whole of Australia to see? I think that's what I'd like to see, that collaboration moving forward.
Totally, because I have never ever seen a festival going into PR mode. Well, I guess a queer festival within Australia doing something like this, because you're not just doing Melbourne for the PR, you're also going to Sydney, then you're going to Brisbane. What sparked that idea?
Well, for me, it was a no-brainer. You know, I live in Adelaide and I love Adelaide and I love everything that Adelaide has to offer. And within that, we have this really amazing festival. And I thought, you know, for all the people that are in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane, do they actually know what we have? And you know, what could we do to entice those interstaters to come to our state? And I thought, well, let's go take the festival to them. Let's show them what it's all about. And hopefully that brings you guys over. And that's really how it started. It was just, you know, lateral thinking.
Totally, because you see, I see this kind of press and this kind of PR behind acts like Big Sound, Splendour in the Grass, but those are music festivals, and this is a queer cultural festival. And looking even like further than that, like we look into the queer communities, the LGBTI community, the greater same-sex, attracted, and gender diverse, and we're everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like what you're saying it's a no-brainer. It's did you have any hurdles when you were trying to push this one forward to people?
To be honest, no. Everyone was really accepting of the concept of actually doing this. For us, you know, we have Tourism South Australia or Events South Australia that are one of our major funding bodies. And the whole idea is that we have, as a state, a really big goal in the next, by 2020, to increase our tourism. So as a major festival, that's something that we're trying to do to help our state grow.
Totally. Well, look, all the best with it, because I think that is just such a great idea. Now, I just want to ask one last question, though. When you put forward that idea, could you hear people, the penny dropping for so many people, like, oh my God, why didn't we do this before?
Absolutely. It was a little bit of a penny dropping moment. But sometimes the simplest things have the biggest impact. And that's what we're about. We're about taking the festival back to its grassroots. And, you know, like Catherine said earlier today, we're 100% curated, which is something that we are really proud of as a team. We've worked really hard to actually do that this year. And the marketing, the PR, everything that we're doing, we're just lifting up to that level. We're showing how professional our festival is, and to come on board and to enjoy what we've been doing for the last 12 months.
Sensational. For all the details, jump onto feast.org.au. And don't forget, if you buy 5 tickets, you can go in the running to win a trip for 2 overseas from Singapore Airlines. Is that right?
That's right.
Excellent stuff. You're listening to Joy 94.9. We are proudly sponsored by Feast Adelaide Queer Cultural Festival.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.